And for Todd Coppernall, I am Phil Nee with a look at WRCO News. Weather certainly was a factor over the holiday weekend. Lots more rain on Saturday for several of our area towns and villages. We did pick up another 7/10 here at the radio studios on Saturday night. Officials continued to monitor and clean up after the heavy rainfall of the weekend. There were reports of a few downed trees and mudslides in Richland County on Saturday night. Paul's Hill Road was closed for a time because of a mudslide that was allowed to reopen later on Saturday night. Comar Lane and Carpenter Lane are closed until further notice because of some water issues. Bowman Drive was allowed to be reopened on Sunday, according to the Richland Center Police Department as well. Rain has affected the course at Quail Run. The golf course will remain closed again today with some problems with bridges and different things. They hope to have that back in line and Quail Run course opened up again by tomorrow. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Heather S. Ellsburn, 46, of La Crosse, on Saturday, June 20th at approximately 3:30, a sheriff's deputy stopped a gray 2020 Subaru Ascent on State Highway 35 near Mallard Lane, rural Stoddard in the town of Bergen. Upon further investigation, the operator, Heather Ellsburn, was arrested and booked into the sheriff's office detention center for possession of cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of fentanyl, and possession of methamphetamine. Ellsburn was also cited for non-criminal traffic violations. Ellsburn, who appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court on June 22nd, was released on a $1,000 signature bond and due back in court on July 8th at 9 a.m. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. A charge is merely an accusation. The defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty in court. The investigation continues by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. Authorities say a weather-related tragedy in Geneva Lake here in Wisconsin left three children dead, even though they were wearing life jackets. The boat they were in capsized on Friday during a fast-moving storm. Police say seven people, including one child, were rescued, but emergency personnel were unable to revive the other children when they were recovered. The storms, which knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of people as they moved across Michigan, Ohio, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, left about 750,000 utility customers without power over the weekend. Federal immigration agents detained people at two Madison laundromats. Owners of Little Big Load laundromats say five people were detained at two South Madison locations and claim a young man was injured during a detention. The arrests are part of a wider federal immigration operation that an immigrant rights group says resulted in at least 10 detentions in the Madison area. The Department of Homeland Security says ICE made 39 arrests statewide. Madison police say local officers were not involved in the operation. The River Valley School District Policy Committee has scheduled a meeting for tonight at 5 to address a series of policy updates and governance matters. The session will be held at the Intermediate School Library in the village of Spring Green. The agenda begins with administrative tasks, including the election of a chairperson and the approval of minutes from the June meeting. The committee will then proceed to second reading of several policies covering topics such as library media centers, the reporting of child abuse and neglect, personnel involvement in legal matters, and access to public records. Additionally, members will review food service policies updated following a recent audit, which include regulations on free and reduced price meals, automated programs, and collection procedures for non-payment. A significant focus of the meeting will be policy revisions mandated by 2025 Wisconsin Act 89. These changes address communication standards between staff and students, defining appropriate content and consequences for behavior outside of school hours. The affected policies include codes of conduct for employees, employees and elected officials, staff-student relationships, and guidelines for school volunteers, athletic coaches, and activity advisors. The committee will also conduct a first reading of policies regarding student mental health services and suicide prevention, concluding the meeting with a discussion on the district's strategic plan and its alignment with the committee's work. That's the River Valley School District Policy Committee meeting scheduled for today at 5. FEMA has officially announced that federal disaster assistance is available here in the state of Wisconsin.
Several days after President Donald Trump announced relief funding for Wisconsin, FEMA added parts of the state to the official disasterassistance.gov website. People in the affected areas can apply for loans, grants, or other assistance to help repair and rebuild. You have until September 1st to sign up. If you can't use the internet, you can call FEMA at 800-261-FEMA. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination has donated valued equipment for the Kramer Center at the hospital and clinics in Richland Center, a move designed to ensure patients continue to receive high-quality care close to home. The donation for equipment donated was valued at approximately $8,029.70. Rural hospitals often face strain from unexpected and urgent needs, making the ongoing support from community organizations like GRACE and the Richland Hospital Foundation vital to the Richland Hospital and clinics. A recent increase in patients seeking treatment at the Kramer Infusion Center led to an urgent demand for additional mobile blood pressure monitors. GRACE acted quickly to address this need through its generous donation. Angie Coonan, director of the Richland Hospital Foundation, praised the partnership, noting that GRACE's commitment to putting patients first aligns perfectly with the foundation's goals. This donation will assist the infusion center staff in providing safe, efficient care and improving the overall patient experience, reflecting GRACE's longstanding dedication to enhancing the care for the patients and also for families in the greater Richland area. The Richland Hospital and Clinics express sincere appreciation to GRACE for its continued investment in the community's health and well-being. Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination is a community-based organization focused on supporting local cancer patients and advancing cancer-related resources throughout the greater Richland area. Deer harvest quotas and guidelines are in place for this fall's hunting seasons. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board has approved 272,720 bonus antlerless harvest authorizations to be available for purchase beginning on August 17th. Those permits are in addition to free antlerless tags offered in farmland zones. Harvest opportunities will vary by deer management unit based on local populations and management goals. Bonus permits will be available statewide, except in one northern management unit. Hunters can purchase permits through the state's Go Wild licensing system. Another Wisconsin police agency drops flock cameras. The UW-Madison police contract with automated license plate reader operator Flock Safety expired June 26th and will not be renewed. The cameras capture license plates and vehicle details and share information through Flock's law enforcement network. A UW Police Department statement said the technology has enhanced safety and security, but concerns about privacy and conflicts with city policy prompted a search for a new vendor. Similar concerns have been cited in Dane County. Several Madison suburbs, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Sturgeon Bay have all stopped using Flock. Chief Brent Flish says UWPD is exploring alternatives that better meet public safety needs and community concerns.